What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Jim in Michigan. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Happy New Year there, my friend. Great show.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Well, I was going to mention, you know, Jonas Salk, we know him as the father of the polio vaccine.
Yes.
And what he did was do a dead virus, okay? And if you look at his testimony before Congress in 1976, he stated at that hearing that all polio in the United States or wherever around the world was caused by the vaccine since, I think, 1955. So he knew that. And
okay.
Then you have Albert Sabin, who he did. I mean, Jonah did the dead virus, okay? And then Albert Sabin did the attenuated virus. It was weakened until to a certain point. And it was actually outlawed to sell its polio vaccine, because if you look back at the empirical data of the polio vaccines, Idaho and Iowa had to stop the vaccines. They actually banned everybody from even having the vaccines. The Sabin vaccine was what they were pushing at that time, because there was so many new issues as far as paralysis.
Yes.
That they'd never seen before. They actually stopped the inoculation of polio because it was actually causing so much paralysis. So whether it would be Jonas Salk or Albert Sabin, we still have their vaccines. And it was a thing called the Cutter Incident, which is a pharmaceutical company out of, I think, California, where they were producing the Albert Sabin vaccine, the attenuated, but they ended up infecting 76,000 men, women, and children. You know, so the polio vaccine never worked. Again, polio was used to be called a summer's flu because people get it and they get a little sniffle or something. There was some paralysis in some cases, but you know, and there was you know, so many cases of polio years ago that didn't cause paralysis or anything until the vaccine was introduced. So I'm thinking that this new stuff that they have right now is actually caused by a vaccine. That's my
well,
anyways, thanks for your time, Mark.
Vaccine manufacturers are protected from civil litigation. If you're harmed by a vaccine, you have to go to the vaccine court, which has paid out billions of dollars in settlements. The corporate media won't touch the issue of vaccine safety because they are very dependent on advertising revenue from the big pharmaceutical corporations. And as far as our government agencies that are supposed to be keeping an eye on this stuff, they're not. In fact, there was that article that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came out with about, I think it was a month ago, where they were looking at the agency that was supposed to be in charge of vaccine safety testing and discovered they hadn't been doing the testing for like 30 years. And
well, look at what the Italians did. They
it's
fired
a racket.
Their whole board, you know. Yes, it is a racket. And yeah, and again, I'm in total agreement, but the thing is, most Americans don't realize that there is no litigation you can bring against pharmaceutical companies for bad vaccines, and there's no incentive for the vaccine manufacturers to actually test their product, and they don't. There's no test at all on vaccines. They do it for every other thing, and I think we're only one of three countries in the world that allow pharmaceutical companies to advertise, and I think we ought to really get rid of that because it's cringe. No truth gets out. If you have a truth, you know, like there's so many of these doctors, alternative doctors right now that are being killed, and anti-vaxxers and what have you like that, it's it might be a dangerous game even to be anti-vax, but you know what, it doesn't matter to me. I'm anti-vax totally. But anyways, I really appreciate your show, and you have a lot of really great callers. And Happy New Year, and I hope your lovely bride is getting better too, Mike. Thank you.
Slowly but surely she is. And, you know, we have some errands to do this afternoon right after the radio show. So thank you for the phone call. Happy New Year. We're going to let you go. All righty. Obamacare is back in the news. And apparently built into it is something called the Hospital Readmissions Program. And what it basically meant is it started with the observation that hospitals were treating lots of people who would then return for more treatment within the month. And unnecessary readmissions cost Medicare an estimated $17.5 billion a year. If hospitals were treating people effectively, the thinking went, those people shouldn't need to return so soon. So the health law instituted a Medicare payment penalty for hospitals with too many readmissions for things like pneumonia, heart failure, and heart attack. And since 2012, Medicare has assessed about $2 billion worth of penalties on hospitals with too high readmission rates. And the problem is that the patients are being turned away, and some of them really are in need of readmission and treatment. But it's really just, it's a factory, and it's all about the money here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who just now rejoined our network. And we have another caller on the line, Mark in Georgia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was wondering, as well-informed as you are, last I heard of you, which of course was last year and then a few days ago, Sears was, basically, they had their head in the guillotine regarding the lack of somebody to buy them out. And, you know,
yes.
I'd be willing to put up $1.50 for them, but I'd be losing $1.50 because they're so deep in the hole. If I understand correctly, basically a hedge funds manager bought up Sears for the purpose of basically using it to create a lot of money for himself. Is that correct?
Well, that's very common among hedge fund managers. And as I said before, if you look at that documentary about Mitt Romney, that's how he made most of his money as well. And it's a very predatory behavior. But then for money junkies, it's just sort of the way business gets done. But as far as Sears is concerned, my last understanding is they failed to find a buyer. And that Sears will now be going into complete liquidation at some point in the near future.
I'm just wondering if that means that there's going to be some real bargains about. Now, the Craftsman name brand that used to be Sears only, now Lowe's is taking it up because but Kmart was carrying the Craftsman brand for a while, but I don't know.
Yes.
What I've heard, Kmart is also kind of on the way out too.
Yes.
But so Lowe's is the one place that has where the Craftsman brand will live on, even though there's a lot of Sears employees that I imagine if there was past any pension funds, they've long since been absconded with, correct?
Okay. Our phone connection kind of got flaky. Can you repeat that last part?
Okay, Sears employees, like people that work for Sears 20, 30 years, there should be pension funds available to pay their pension, and now that Sears has gone belly up, I guess this is a subject for further research, is the people that work for lifetime employees that work for Sears and have now retired, have their pension funds been absconded? That's a subject of research is all I'm saying, is look, we maybe want to check into that. Because basically there needs to be some kind of accountability if somebody stole their pension funds to feather their own nest, right?
Well, or if they were simply misappropriated within the corporate structure, which has happened in times past, or the pension fund may have been defunded because of the crash of 2008. But to be very honest, I don't know what the situation is between Sears and their pension funds. I do know that under the current bankruptcy laws, the secured investors are first ones at the trough, and employees are dead last. So we'll see what happens.
I understand. Well, you're in my prayers, and I wish that meant something to you, but, you know,
well, it means something to Claire.
It's an honest disagreement. What's that?
I said it means something to Claire.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I just, you know, to me, the Creator is the being to whom we're ultimately accountable. To call him a playmate, it's just like lowering God. But, you know, I understand where you're coming from because I've dealt with people that, you know, they use religion for their own, to advance their own careers. I think that's one of the things that turned Karl Marx off to religion is when he was a child, his family converted, in that word in quotes, to Christianity for the sake of business connections for his father. And when he saw that this was not motivated out of any kind of love of God or any kind of religious or philosophical reason, it had to do with business connections, it put a bad taste in his mouth. And to people like that, I understand where you're coming from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense here. Anyway, listen, Mark, thanks an awful lot.
All right, later.
Later. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year. Okay, there we go. All righty. For the first time ever, there has been a comprehensive project studying Americans and glyphosate. This was done out of the University of California, San Francisco, and it basically found that 93% of Americans have glyphosate in their bodies. And remember, glyphosate has been declared a probable human carcinogen by the World Health Organization. And I'm sure the cancer industrial complex is already out there rubbing their greedy little hands together saying, ooh, money, 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 money. But this stuff has really become ubiquitous. It's being sprayed on crops in the farm fields. They even spray it on crops right there in the store because it acts as a preservative. It's being sprayed on various paper products. Same reason, makes the product last longer. And it's become so ubiquitous. Again, 93% of Americans have some amount of glyphosate in their bodies. That is very, very dangerous. Okay, over in the EU, they have issued a ban on X-ray body scanners in all European airports. And they have done so for health concerns. And they're basically going to be enforcing the ruling across all 27 members of the nation. And they declared the prohibition is necessary in order to not risk jeopardizing citizens' health and safety. Now, while the level of radiation from these backscatter radiation machines is low, studies have found that over time, a small amount of cancer cases could result from scanning millions of people a year. I remember when these scanners first came on out, and there was a story that came and went about how all of a sudden at Logan International Airport, at the boarding gates, at the security zone, there was a cancer cluster developing among the workers there. All righty, over in the Congo, in the city of Beni, apparently 24 patients have escaped from a treatment center, which has triggered an emergency search. And complicating things is there's demonstrators in the streets of the city angry at being excluded from voting in the weekend's elections. So that could get on out there. Here's another one. This is from a study published by the Canadian Family Physician, says that more than half of Canadian doctors still use manual devices to check for blood pressure, which increases the risk of misdiagnosis. There are now automatic electronic devices that are able to detect small changes in a person's blood pressure and may be more accurate, but they are also more expensive. And the research further claimed that using this data technology has led to 20% of people undergoing treatment for high blood pressure when they're perfectly, perfectly healthy. And the lead author of the study, Janusz Kaczorowski, said this is due mainly to the fact their blood pressure was improperly measured. Well, maybe not. Now, when we take Claire to the doctor, she always asks for a manual sphygmomanometer, because if they use the electronic machine on her, it always reads higher. And when they use the manual one on her, it always reads lower. Now, I remember many, many years ago when I was down in Australia, and I had to go see a doctor. And the doctor took my blood pressure, and I said, I know it's high. And he said, what makes you think that? I said, well, my doctor back home told me that. And he said, oh, you Yanks, you set your standards too high. And I actually did a little research where I looked around in various countries around the world as to what is considered normal blood pressure, and it's all over the place. Depends on who's selling what blood medication here. Okay. Let's get into the world of computers and social media. Facebook has a secret censorship rule book, and apparently they have thousands of slides of banned hate groups, phrases, and emojis that 7,500 lowly paid moderators are supposed to use to police 2 billion users. And Facebook is out there laying down which political groups can use their platform in every country on earth. This came out of a New York Times investigation. So these 7,500 lowly paid moderators, many of whom work for contractors who also run the call centers, enforce the rules for 2 billion global users with reference to a baffling array of thousands of PowerPoint slides issued from Silicon Valley. And apparently employees often use outdated and inaccurate PowerPoint slides and Google Translate to decide if users' posts should be allowed on the social network. So it's really slapdash. And while Facebook is out there making sure that you're not saying anything that's double plus ungood, apparently smugglers are using Facebook to lure illegal migrants to illegal routes to Britain for up to £10,000 per person. And the traffickers boast about how they can help people from Africa and Asia reach Western Europe without being caught. And even after Facebook said it had improved its security measures, the Daily Mail found a range of illegal activity on Facebook. So again, their focus is on liberal politics. India wants tech platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and Google to remove content it deems unlawful within 24 hours of official notice and to develop automated tools which would proactively identify and remove such material. This is coming from BuzzFeed. And the rules would also require companies to break end-to-end encryption to allow the government to snoop on all communications. So mass surveillance is coming to India. apparently over at WhatsApp, they have a small problem with child porn. Google and Facebook's ad networks funded apps that led users to groups on the private messenger that are dedicated to swapping illegal images. You know, but by golly, we're going to get those Trump supporters and those global warming deniers. We'll take care of them. The former CEO of Reddit is confirming that internet traffic metrics are very often fake, and they're overstated or totally fabricated. And they've been caught doing that for a long time. But those metrics are what they base their ad revenues on. And if they are inaccurate, if they're inflated, if they're the result of using clickbot networks, then these companies are cheating their advertisers. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And this, of course, being the start of 2019, everybody's making predictions. And that includes IBM, who is predicting that trusted AI and quantum computing will take the center stage in 2019. And they're predicting major breakthroughs will lead enterprises to increasingly advance, scale, and trust artificial intelligence. Well, I would not be sure about that, because at least around here, the Weather Channel, which uses IBM's Watson, is pretty much useless. And I remember last week going into the New Year's holiday, they were forecasting overnight thunderstorms, no thunder, no rain, clear skies, could see the stars. And it brings me back to a question that I asked before. The whole point of AI is it's supposed to be learning about what it's computing. But how do we know what it's learning is the correct thing to learn? That's where the danger lies. We've heard of some really weird experiences with AIs that develop their own language, that all of a sudden start saying humans should die. And it makes a nice sales pitch, AI. Same thing with quantum computing. but I don't know that it's really the whiz bang they're trying to convince us all is. Of course, I think everything after the Commodore Amiga is decadent anyway. All right, another story, this one coming out of the Independent in Great Britain. Apparently, the small, tiny size of TV cameras, which are getting smaller and smaller all the time, are creating a problem because Peeping Toms are installing clandestine cameras in rental or student properties or public spaces, including toilets, swimming pool, cubicles, changing rooms, and tanning salons, basically to get pictures of people naked without their consent. And apparently there is a growing market for voyeuristic material, that little extra sense of sin that the person didn't know about this when they were being photographed. Now, this is kind of weird. Google has been granted permission to roll out wearable hand motion sensors that allow users to swipe, scroll, and click their devices through thin air. Now, concern remains that devices could interfere with other electronics, but this technology is called Project Soli, has been in development since 2015. Worn on a user's wrist, it allows the user to scroll, swipe, click, and control the devices with simple hand gestures. And apparently there are radar beams that track the movement of the user's hand, enabling precise control, just like Tom Cruise used in Minority Report or Harry Potter uses when he does what he does. But apparently Google wants to put the technology into phones, personal computers, and vehicles, and they've been given the go-ahead here. Another place they've been given the go-ahead on has to do with facial recognition tech on users without their consent. A federal judge has thrown out the lawsuit that alleged Google's non-consensual use of facial recognition technology violated users' privacy rights, allowing the tech giant to continue to scan and store their biometric data. Now, the lawsuit was filed back in 2016, alleging that Google violated Illinois state law by collecting biometric data as biologically unique to users as fingerprints without their consent. And that data was harvested from their pictures stored on Google Photos. The plaintiffs wanted $5 million in damages for hundreds of thousands of users affected, but the judge basically threw the case out of court. So Google gets to go on scanning you and doing whatever they're going to do with your biometric data. Now, this story, I think, is a little questionable. We talked about this briefly earlier in the day, and it's getting a lot of coverage. It's getting a lot of coverage all over, which is another reason to wonder what's really going on here. But this hacker group, the Dark Overlord, insert ominous music here, claims to have hacked into secret documents stolen from insurers and government agencies that they claim will reveal the truth about 9/11, and they're holding up the government and the insurance companies for ransom. And apparently, this group claims the documents tell the story of what really happened. Tweeting will be providing many answers about 9/11 conspiracies through our 18,000 secret documents link. They even published a teaser consisting of letters, emails, and various documents that mention law firms. Now, my question here, I'm suspicious of the timing. Only 2 weeks ago, we found out there will be a grand jury impaneled to look at evidence that explosives were being used on the World Trade Towers. This feels like an attempt to divert the media, to divert attention. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. This next story is a little out of place in the talking points. It should have been further up there with that story about how the FDA is now admitting that some popular medications can actually be dangerous for children. And again, it goes back to that whole opioid situation. So we're looking at this story out of CuzBlue.com. There have been 9,000 U.S. children killed by opioids and heroin since 1999. Now, apparently, they're conflating the data from the medical profession and the street dealers as well, but still 9,000. And apparently, overdose death rate tripled among kids as the youngest started to get hold of their parents' pills while teenagers turned to street drugs. So where is all this opium coming from? It's coming from Afghanistan. And that's a big reason why the U.S. will never leave. That and the oil pipeline right of way here. Now, SpaceX had a launch on Sunday. And they lofted up a trio of satellites about the size of toaster ovens from a startup called Hawkeye 360. And these satellites are going to be scanning for pirate radio. They don't have cameras. They're not looking down with optics, but they're listening to the radio spectrum. And basically, it wants to capture radio frequencies down below, searching for pirates and maybe terrorists. Well, that's got to be one heck of a scanner inside there. Anyway, this Hawkeye 360 was one of 35 paying customers strapped on the top of the Falcon 9 rocket. And this includes a Honeywell satellite to relay messages from tankers at sea, always a useful thing to have, a company called Odyssey that is building a system to speed communications among satellites, and the Nevada Museum of Art, which is launching an orbiting sculpture meant to be visible from Earth. Well, that's going to be kind of interesting here. A lot of interesting things going on in space. New Year's Eve, the OSIRIS-REx had its encounter with Bennu, a near-Earth asteroid here. And it's now basically slip into orbit around this asteroid here, but there's still a lot of prep work to do on that. The big one, though, was the New Horizons spacecraft did the flyby of Ultima Thule. And this Ultima Thule is a Kuiper Belt object. And as they were getting closer and closer, they started to get multi-pixel images, and they determined that the object was kind of elongated. Well, the first images are coming in from the actual flyby and show that it's actually two spherical objects that have sort of just drifted together. Now, because of the extreme distance and the power involved in the radio, the data bandwidth, the data rate is very, very slow. And so we're not going to get to see the high resolution images until next month. But everyone started saying, it's a snowman. It's a snowman. They did have a big New Year's Day celebration at NASA, and they got Queen guitarist Brian May to record and then perform a song. The song featured audio of Stephen Hawkins. You probably remember this guy. He was the guitarist behind Bohemian Rhapsody, but he's also a doctor in astrophysics. Boy, there's a Renaissance man for you. So that was kind of interesting to see that happening here. As you know, a lot of times the U.S. and Russia have occupants up on the International Space Station, and they all show up with their own spacesuits. And according to Der Standard, which is part of the German media, they're saying that NASA is way behind Russia in the development of spacesuits. And basically saying that as long as they're having to take rides with the Russians to get up there, they might as well go ahead and arrange to use the Russian spacesuits because they're so much better. Now, the spacesuits used on the ISS were developed more than 40 years ago, and their 15-year-old design is very outdated. This is from NASA itself. So where's the money? Well, it's over there, bombs, bullets, and butter here. NASA's InSight lander has deployed its first instrument onto the surface of Mars, and this is the seismometer, which they have located a very flat area and deployed it. And the images show this copper-colored covering faintly illuminated in the Martian dusks. And so they're going to start listening and see if Mars is seismically active. Now, there were earlier seismographs on earlier spacecraft, but apparently this one is very, very, very sensitive. And they're now moving on to the rotation and interior structure experiment. And it's using InSight's radio connection with Earth to collect preliminary data on the planet's core. That will be very, very interesting, because there's one school of thought that Mars lost its atmosphere and its water as the result of a tremendous asteroidal impact. And the impact point was the Utopian Plain. And on the opposite side of Mars, you have the Tarsus region with all those volcanoes that just shoved up. If you actually look at it from a topographical point of view, Mars is lopsided. And so if they can get enough seismic data to start looking at the interior structure, we can determine if that is, in fact, what happened. And Al Gore can stop lecturing us that we're going to turn into Mars if we don't stop using plastic shopping bags here. Okay, a lot of bits and drabs here. This is sick. Okay, there's this Catholic priest. He's 73 years old. And apparently he had more than 2,000 photos and videos of child pornography on his computer and his phone. He's been sentenced to 25 years in prison, which, starting at 73, that's probably a life sentence. The guy's name was Thomas Fauscher, a well-known priest in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Boise, will not be eligible for parole and must register as a sex offender. So Fauscher pleaded guilty to 5 felony crimes after investigators found all these images, along with chats about raping and murdering young boys. And just outrageous behavior, just outrageous here. Over in Egypt, archaeologists have discovered the tomb of a priest dating back more than 4,400 years in the pyramid complex of Saqqara, south of Cairo. And it's a new discovery. It's a private tomb. It's not royalty, but apparently it is intact. It's never been looted. They're saying it's exceptionally well-preserved, colored with sculpture inside, and it belongs to an official high priest. The tomb belongs to a priest named Wati, a high priest who served during the 5th dynasty reign of King Neferkarari. So it's never been looted. That's going to be the biggest find since Tutankhamun. Okay, apparently, over in Africa, the number of animals who are on the list of endangered species keeps growing, and recently added the Kordofan giraffe and the Nubian giraffe are now considered critically endangered, even though there's been a slight uptick in their numbers. But they're on that list here. Meanwhile, Congress has agreed to make it easier to kill sea lions, threatening fragile runs of salmon in the Northwest. I remember back when Claire and I lived in Washington State, that was always a big thing. The seals would come on in and just help themselves to those migrating salmon, leaving much less for the salmon fishers to grab. And there was always this contest about, you know, can we shoot the seals? No, they're protected. But apparently, wildlife managers are saying sea lion populations have grown so large, they no longer to be put under the protection, which began in 1972. And the measure would usher in a more streamlined process for Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and several Pacific Northwest tribes to capture and euthanize the sea lions. Okay. Now, getting on back to the International Space Station. A while back, we had this story where all of a sudden alarms started going off inside the ISS indicating a leak. And the leak was traced to one of the, the Russian spacecraft that were attached to the outside to be used as an emergency escape vehicle. And they discovered there was a hole drilled inside the hull, which was allowing the air out. About a week ago, the Russians went on out on a spacewalk, and they peeled back the insulation and the anti-meteoroid levels, and they took photos and measurements. And now the Russians have come on out saying they've concluded the hole was drilled from inside the spacecraft. And apparently Russian law enforcement agencies are investigating what might have happened. It's not known if it was drilled before or after launch. If it was drilled after launch, that's going to be a big, big problem. So let's talk about GMOs here, because the U.S. Department of Agriculture has come out with their final rule for GMO labeling. And frankly, it is pointless and it's confusing. Under the final rule, a food producer marketing a food that is genetically modified or that contains GMO ingredients may comply with the rules in any one of four ways. By clear wording on a food label, you're not going to see that one happen. By using the USDA's new symbol, which is a circle around the room, it says bioengineered. Doesn't say GMO, it says bioengineered. They can comply with a QR code printed on the food label, which is the way I think probably most of these companies are going to go, because how many of us carry around a QR scanner on our phones or think to use it when we're buying food? And the fourth way that they can use this is to basically give the consumer an option to send a text message to the manufacturer seeking more information. So this is basically useless. They've deliberately made it confusing. It's obfuscated. It's a pain to use. And I can understand why a lot of GMO activists are concerned about that. Okay. Down in Washington, D.C., there was this activist, anti-GMO activist, Myla Demir. She's from Key West, Florida. And she's been found dead in the swimming pool of a Washington, D.C. hotel just hours before she was due to submit a petition with over 200,000 signatures to the EPA. Now, a lot of people are wondering about this story, because this lady, Myla, was the nemesis of the GMO industry, especially GMO mosquitoes. And already suspicions are being raised that this was not an accident, because the witness who found her floating in the pool and phoned it in didn't try and get her out of the pool. Didn't try performing CPR. Just called up the police and said, there's a body floating in the pool. And that was it. A lot of people involved in health advocacy meeting untimely ends here. Over at NBC, Chuck Todd has basically announced on air he will no longer give airtime to climate deniers who refuse to support the religion of human-caused global warming. So that's it. NBC saying, nope. Only want one side of the story. Bernie Sanders, a little while back, came on out with an article claiming that climate change is just like a military attack, which prompted a huge Twitter firestorm of mockery and criticism, including comments like, nuke the sun. Okay, this next one, I actually agree with this. California done something I think is pretty cool. California is becoming the first state to ban pet retailers from selling animals that are not from rescues and shelters. And outgoing California Governor Jerry Brown signed these regulations in his last term that go into effect. Well, they went into effect yesterday. And the idea is to encourage pet stores to use these rescued animals instead of having these puppy mills crank out puppies for the pet stores. And the puppy mills have a reputation for being rather inhumane. And this new law, Assembly Bill 485, also requires the pet stores keep records for each animal and post a signage listing the shelter from which each animal was received. And I think that's a really good idea, because most animals who are in shelters, if somebody doesn't adopt them, if they're not brought home, they get euthanized as well. And I know this is going to be a hardship for all these people who have puppy mill businesses, but maybe they can get into some other form of livestock raising, because the facilities would be pretty much the same. But I think I'm in agreement with this one. Okay. Do you remember James Bond, which one? I think it was Thunderball, where he escapes from an assassination using a jetpack. Jetpacks have always been very popular. They've been around for a long time. But there is now a company called Jetpack Aviation, which markets the first commercially available jetpack. I don't know what it costs, but they're getting ready to launch the world's first jetpack racing league this year. In other words, they're literally going to organize races between people wearing their jetpacks and offer up prizes and who knows what all else is going on there. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our last commercial, coming back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, our first show of 2019 here. And I think most people would like to feel more positive about events going into this year. New Year's is supposed to be a time of renewed optimism after getting through the last one. But all of these articles I'm reading about the economy and about politics and about the wars, I think we're in for a very, very rough year. And I really don't know what to expect. So earlier today, prior to his meeting with Schumer and Pelosi, Donald Trump held a press conference, and he came on out and he did something that was really quite unpresidential, if you want to call it unprofessional, and that was he dissed Mattis. And regardless of how you feel about Mattis personally, when you're the president, there's a certain decorum, formality that you're expected to go through. But I've noticed of late, Trump is getting snippy. It started out kind of on Twitter. Now it's migrating into his real life. And I'm not so sure about that, what that means here. Apparently, Donald Trump was talking about Jeff Flake now that he's retired. Oh, he's probably going to go to work for CNN. And Trump was basically talking to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer because they were talking about the Pope's comment about not having walls. And Trump said the Vatican has the biggest walls of them all. And they do. I've been there. I've seen them. And responding to Mitt Romney's op-ed, Trump said, if Mitt Romney would have fought Obama as hard as he'd fighting me, he would have won the election. Well, I guess Mitt has learned his lesson. Okay. Boy, those poor people over in China, what they're dealing with here. Apparently, there has been an outbreak of African swine fever. And so far, 650,000 pigs have died since last August. This includes direct victims as well as culled animals. And apparently it's spotty, but it's all over China, and they have a right to be concerned. Almost reminds me of that movie Contagion, which I thought was a real fun movie, except for the part where they went on the attack against bloggers. I'm sorry, I've got the hiccups, and I can't get rid of them. Okay, so 2019, a lot of bad news for the retail, a lot of bad news for the economy. Apparently, Apple got hit. Apparently, they're having problems with their new wireless charging pad that was supposed to be out a year ago. But apparently, Apple was forced to cut its revenue for the first quarter, largely due to that slowdown of business in China. So everybody's getting hurt by these tariffs and these trade wars. American farmers, Apple, people in Europe. Almost reminds me of Rodney King. Can't we all just learn how to get along? All right, there's the music. Time for us to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of useful stuff to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to What Really Happened. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.